one thing that's probably true across the board is people don't really know how important water is in their lives. When's the last time you asked yourself how to reduce your water consumption or how to encourage fixing all those leaky city water pipes? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Most American citizens have lived their entire lives with the experience of always having water, whether in a public place or at home. The accomplishment of this wonderful lifestyle depends on having a large water source, the technology to clean it, and a conveyance system to distribute and deliver the water. Andrew Stone is the executive director of the American Groundwater Trust. He has spent his career working with water supplies in Europe, Africa, and the U.S. for over 35 years. One thing that Andrew can't ever really overstate is the challenge of getting the public behind large water projects.
The biggest challenge that we face as a nation is we don't pay enough for our water. I'll give you an interesting little statistic. FEMA, you know, the disaster people, they calculate that when there's no water available, the cost of providing water is around $97 a day per person. And yet the average price that we pay as citizens per day for water is 37 cents. So if you look at what we actually pay for water and what FEMA values it at, there's a huge disparity. And you just look at the typical monthly charge for a cell phone, even for two kids, and that's probably more than your water bill. We don't pay enough for water, so there isn't enough capital available for infrastructure. We need $600 billion worth of infrastructure for water and wastewater. And yet, councils and municipalities are reluctant to raise water rates because they get kickback and they get pushback from their constituents. And yet, if you look at the value for water, it's huge. We, as professionals, have to show value, and that is an educational challenge.
Historically, our water suppliers and managers across the country have done such a good job that the real effort and money that goes into a reliable water supply has been hidden from the public.
I think many of the public have virtually no perception of water because it's too easy, it's too cheap, and it's always been there. That's an enormous credit to the municipal suppliers and for the well drillers who supply the 15 million private wells around the country. We've been very successful at providing people with safe, secure, reliable water. And so water is not seen as a major issue for much of the public.
Today, the public is hearing more messages than ever about water shortage in America. Yes, there is the same amount of water today as there was a million years ago, but its distribution and availability in any one place keeps changing. Our communities are sometimes located in places that don't receive enough water in the aquifers to compensate for water extracted for our current use. The Denver Basin, the Ogallala Aquifer beneath the central portion of our country, California's farming communities in the Central Valley of California, and watersheds in parts of Washington and Montana are only a few of the hard-hit areas of our country. Andrew is aware of these circumstances and recognizes that better water conservation and recycling are two approaches that will improve our ability to keep up with future water demand as population increases. The concern is it takes money and a change of public attitude and behavior.
I think the one lesson that we could take in terms of water conservation and the heartening side of this would be to look at the recycling movement. In the last 25 years, I think people now are aware of the importance of recycling. The fact that you can separate plastic and cans and paper, I think, is known by everybody. We need to get that same kind of ethic in terms of water conservation, water protection. Right now, the public doesn't understand the cause and effect of throwing their trash out of the pickup window. They don't understand the cause and effect of throwing unwanted medications down the toilet. They don't see the relationship of our behavior and its consequence in our water supply. We have a very long challenge ahead of us to promote that educational awareness so that on a daily basis almost, we don't take water for granted and we recognize that we have a role to play. Our water supply is in our hands. It's not just the engineer that is going to provide us with that supply.
Your efforts start by becoming aware of water use in your own homes and businesses. Many small changes develop into large improvements. If you live in the city, recognize that your most important behavior is encouraging that water conveyance projects be completed in your neighborhood. Yes, it will cost some money, but a water system that eventually may not be capable of satisfying your daily water needs will create a nightmare that you don't want. Fundamental to our lives and environment? I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.